The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Yedida Bogachkov. Novartis Pharmaceuticals Canada is lauding the province of Quebec for its decision to provide public reimbursement for Zolgensma, an approved gene therapy for spinal muscular atrophy in children. Zolgensma is the first gene therapy to receive formal public reimbursement in Canada. The current recommendation follows that of the Institut National d'Excellence in Santé et Services Sociaux, or INESSS, made earlier this year, which includes a pathway for children up to 6 months old to gain access to the medication, and for case-by-case access to Zolgensma for children older than 6 months. The treatment and criteria for reimbursement will be added soon to the list of medications on the Régie de l'Assurance Maladie du Québec website. This is a momentous day and one we know the Quebec SMA community has been waiting for, Andrea Marazzi, Country Pharma Organization Head at Novartis Pharmaceuticals Canada, said in a press release. I want to thank the Quebec government for their leadership, both in moving quickly to cover Zolgensma, as well as adopting the INESSS recommendations, which acknowledge the societal impact of unequal access due to delayed diagnoses for Quebec children with SMA. This decision comes after the Canadian Agency for Drugs and Technologies in Health announced it would not recommend reimbursement for Zolgensma in children with SMA who are more than 6 months old, citing insufficient evidence of efficacy and safety in older patients. However, the agency has recommended reimbursement for children up to 6 months of age. We believe all Canadian children with SMA who may benefit from this treatment should have the same opportunity and will continue to collaborate with the provinces, territories, and federal plans to provide timely and equitable public reimbursement, Marazzi said. Zolgensma is a one-time gene therapy designed to replace the missing or defective SMN1 gene, the main cause underlying SMA. It is approved in the U.S. and Japan for patients under the age of 2. And conditionally approved in Europe for patients who weigh 21 kilograms, about 46 pounds or less, with type 1 SMA or with 3 or fewer copies of the backup SMN2 gene. The therapy was also approved in Canada to treat pediatric SMA patients who have 3 or fewer copies of the SMN2 gene or with infantile onset disease. Prompt access to treatments like Zolgensma that can halt progression of SMA are critical for children to reach their developmental potential, and having costs covered by the province helps remove some of the impact that SMA can have on families, said Nicolas Christian, Chief of Pediatric Neurology at Centre Hospitalier Mère Enfant Solil, Université Laval in Quebec City. SMA affects 1 in 10,000 live births every year in Canada.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. One thing I find myself struggling with is making connections, or at least meaningful ones. Throughout my life, I've had countless caregivers come and go. So many, I honestly don't remember them all. More people have probably seen me naked than a Tuesday stripper. Sure, I have a handful of long-term caregivers. I still feel like it's more of a job than a friendship, though. In the past, I probably put more effort in making personal connections. But since it's most likely temporary, I find it not worth the effort these days. It's not that I have anything against making connections. It's just a lot of energy for not a lot of return. Case in point, I have another new nurse. To be honest, I already forgot her name. Nicole, maybe? That doesn't sound right. Anyway, I got the vibe this isn't her dream job. I'm guessing her time with the agency will be short-lived. While she's here, I answer her list of questions regarding my last bowel movement, pain levels, and a test I haven't fallen, as if they really care. Keeping it friendly, I engage in small talk, but I really don't care what brought her to the area. I just don't want to brave the elements for my depot injection. Same story with the wheelchair guy. Finally, I got someone scheduled to make some adjustments. Of course, I've never seen him before, so have to explain my issues from scratch again. In the end, I still have the same armrest I hate, still don't love my joystick mount, and don't like how it drives. At least we did make a few adjustments. He went back with a list of things to check on. It'll be interesting to see what transpires. It'll be more interesting to see who I hear from. Most likely, though, I'll be the one contacting them and starting from scratch yet again. Do you guys find it easy to make connections? Is it worth the effort? I'd love to hear about it, so head on over to our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. But that's all I have for you today. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.